Right now, we're back and ready to bring you a Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio with Thorin Christendatter. Of course, Main Street Magazine available for pickup for free throughout the tri-state region, and they also are available online, mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How was your 4th of July?
Good. Quiet, though. So it was just good.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a quiet 4th of July. Today in Millerton is a very busy day, as a matter of fact. It's the runoff election from the tie election, which happened several weeks ago. So Laura Brooks and David Sherman. So amazing to have a tie election in Millerton. And, of course, in media, all those elections were decided by anywhere from 7 to 10 votes. So
right.
Prove the matter.
Election part two.
Yeah, election part two is pretty amazing. Well, we have the food issue out.
Food and drink, it's here.
It's out here for July. And one of the stories that caught my attention right off the bat, I mean, I lived in Kingston, New York for many, many years. And Kingston, New York was known for its Hudson River caviar, which was shared always with people called it the Hudson River caviar. But you've got a story about catchy caviar in Millerton.
Yeah, if you didn't know it, there's a caviar production place right in Millerton. I don't think many people do know about it, whereas they don't have a storefront that's open that where they're selling it out of, but they're manufacturing it there. And I guess, through COVID have done really well and they've expanded.
Well, caviar is one of those acquired tastes. When I was a kid, my father used to eat caviar all the time. And the only way I could eat it is if he put it on a Ritz cracker, a little bit of caviar, and a lot of chopped onions.
Onions, okay.
And
Ritz crackers certainly help everything.
Ritz crackers and the onions, and then not a lot of caviar. And I could eat caviar that way. Probably nowadays I couldn't, but it's amazing how available it is, and it's produced right there in Millerton, New York. Another a feather in the bonnet of Millerton, New York.
Yes, but it's actually Christine did this month. She did two kind of entrepreneur stories, this being one of them. So for those looking for her real estate feature, we don't have one this month. But this story that she did with Alexander Duquesne and Michael Klein about how they acquired Pointy Snout Caviar or created it and how they go about creating this product that's a very high end and where that's sold and appreciated, I guess it's fairly interesting.
It's one of those foods that if you've never tried it, it's worth a try once, and if you have tried it, you only use it at special occasions, like a fine bottle of champagne.
Okay, exactly.
We'll put it that way. We'll go from caviar though to a fruit pizza.
So Libby has been raving to us about this concoction of hers for years. So when she took over our baking feature, this was the first thing she said, it's going to be in the food and drink issue. And she says that people go crazy for this. And so she highly recommends it and says that everyone should try it. It's a real, party favor. Whenever she brings it to a party, it's the only thing that just disappears. So I challenge you to try it. Send us a picture, tag us in it, and let us know how you liked it.
It looks like a perfect thing, especially during the summertime for a party.
For sure.
But the picture, the picture does it justice, but doesn't do it justice. I'd imagine if you actually see it in person, it's even better. But I wonder how you slice it and everything like real pizza and stuff like that?
That's what she said. Well, she makes it in the shape of a pizza for extra fun, but I think she mentioned in the recipe, you can shape it however you want. It just depends on the cookie portion, how you lay that out. But when she does it this way, she just takes a pizza knife and cuts it.
That's pretty cool. It really is. So that's a great picture. And then the next story out of Valencia, New York, keeping it simple, and that's the Tierra Farm.
Have you heard of them before?
Absolutely not. I'm so amazed about this because it looks like it's a fairly established business.
They have been there for as long as I can remember because when I had my office in Chatham, I actually knew of them and worked with them in some capacity. And I remember working with Gunther on something. But their products are fantastic. And if you see the on the first page, you see the not the cashew photo, but the other one of their packaging and their logo, you'll start noticing it everywhere. I was in a small Hannaford's the other day, and there was a whole shelf of their nuts and berries. And all their products are very, like, top notch, very tasty and extremely good. And after reading this article and hearing about, learning about how they produce their things and seek out their or source their things, it's no wonder they're a top line.
And you've got to, one of the questions that you ask here is, why don't you sell to national grocery chains and Whole Foods? And it really gives a great answer as to probably why they're so popular.
Exactly. And I guess, and that's not the answer for everyone either, right?
Well, I think it's a decent enough answer. And but the question also is, where does your product come from? And most of it is sourced directly from growers in the U.S.
Yeah, which is another fantastic thing about them. And I, for me personally, I loved how, they're thinking about the next step of being sustainable and, thinking of the global scope of things rather than just, profit margin. And that's something that's always been in their fabric since I've known them for the last 15 years. Something that's been at the forefront of their corporation for
Well,
as long as.
and they're fair trade certified, which means they're really upfront, transparent, honest business people.
Exactly.
Because a lot of the products that you get out there, especially in major markets and major chains, are not fair trade, and there's someone making a huge profit off the backs of the people that supply that, and that's what's great about fair trade products. It really balances out the chain, so everybody benefits.
Exactly.
All
And
right.
this company, they also employ a lot of local folks, so if they're checking most of the boxes for a great company.
All right, and we're going to go from fruit pizza to a story basically about getting different meals from different Rhinebeck hotspots, but it's called Slice of Heaven, and basically you've got a lot of Italian food there.
Well, it's all pizza. Regina did a compilation of about all the different pizza establishments in the greater Rhinebeck area. And as we put a disclaimer at the end, if we forgot someone, it's not intentional. Send us an email and we'll put them on our list for next time. But she kind of outlines if you could do a pizza hopping tour in Rhinebeck. So she, we highlight each of the establishments and kind of, what they're about and the pizza there. And there are, I think I've tried almost all of the pizzas and they're each kind of, it's kind of, even though it's pizza, it's comparing apples and oranges because they're all kind of, different in their own right. But there are some really good ones.
Well, it's interesting because I like nor in what we'll call normal pizza, but I also love and you can't find it everywhere, but I see some of the pictures in there. I like thin crust pizza, that where the crust is thin and very brittle. Frank Pepe's does a thin crust pizza that, well, they call it tomato pie, and then you add what's on it. But you've got When you take a look at the pictures, you see all the different varieties of pizza. Pizza really is a term that can describe two pizzas can be totally different and not look like pizza at all, really. That's the great thing about pizza, I think, and especially when it's made locally like this at different restaurants like that.
Exactly. And a few of these places have brick ovens, which is super unique. And like my household, our favorite spot is Pizzeria Posto. They have a simple menu, but you see the brick oven right there. And they have, I think, six different types, and that's it. And but you don't complain because it's just one is better than the other.
All right. One last story we'll talk about this morning, and that is roasting in Pine Plains.
Aren't you amazed at the abundance of awesome businesses that we have
Yeah,
around here?
it's no, really, it's entrepreneurship to the highest.
I know. So we go from nuts up in Valencia to coffee roasting in Pine Plains. Dominique had a fantastic time talking to the folks at Windchill Mountain Coffee, and was because I had asked her to do the story to tie into our theme, and so she had messaged me after she interviewed them and just said it was so much fun seeing them, seeing the operation and learning about the business. And I hope that really shines through in her article because I felt it did when I read through it. But she just talks about her encounter there and the kind of her trip and education of the company that they were kind enough to spend the time and show her how the operation works and tell her about the history of it and and how they, the different types of coffees they produce, and she just said it's a fantastic company, and she really liked the product as well.
I want to go back to your pizza story. It's not really about, because I saw a documentary on Wolfgang Puck, okay, a famous chef, and I didn't realize this. He as a chef, owner of Spago, in 1982, he is the major chef that came up with the idea of frozen pizza. Were you aware of that?
No, it wasn't interesting.
And he came up with the idea, and he readily admits it, that Johnny Carson used to come into his restaurant once a week, and he would order 10 pizzas at a time, and he'd take them home. So finally, Wolfgang Puck said, "What do you do with all those pizzas?" And Johnny Carson says, "I freeze them." Within 2 weeks, Wolfgang Puck came out with his frozen pizza, which really spread far and wide, and brought him fame. But I didn't realize that. But I have to I go I just go back to that because of your story on the pizza in Rhinebeck. You really now should branch out and get people's ideas for the best pizza in the tri-state region. I think that would be kind of cool to hear.
We could do that. We could do a little competition.
Because everybody has their take on pizza.
And
Everybody.
some people get super passionate about it.
Yeah,
They're
very, very
very
passionate
territorial.
about it. All right. Well, anyway, these stories and more, Main Street Magazine, of course, pick up throughout the tri-state region and online, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds terrific.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter at Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio.